Praise be Jesus and Mary. It is written, my house shall be a house of prayer, but you have made it a den of thieves. You know, Jesus recalls the Old Testament, prophecy regarding the mistreatment of God's house, the temple in Jerusalem. You know, when he came to the temple at Jerusalem on this occasion, he found it, indeed, not as a house of prayer and worship, but as a den of thieves, as a marketplace, as it were. You know, the money changers, selling things, animals, and so forth, were supposed to be providing a service for the people, the pilgrims who came there, especially from long distance, things to offer up in sacrifice, animals and so forth. So it was a good thing in itself, to provide these things in the temple area. But the spirit of the world, made it unclean what they were doing and unholy. These individuals, were more interested in profit and perhaps were committing, sins, under the very eyes of God, right there in his house, stealing and cheating and swindling and so forth, all things so inappropriate, and displeasing to our Lord, in his very own house. And so our Lord had to clean the house, and he did so quite literally, taking up a whip, making a cord out of it, and chasing out the money changers and sellers and the various animals as well, and cleaning it out that way. This is symbolic, of what needs to take place, in every heart and soul, especially in the new covenant. God makes us, his own temples, not just, buildings are sacred to him, but we ourselves, the temple of our bodies, as houses of God, you could say. And we need to be clean and pure and holy, each of us, without anything of the spirit of the world, to contaminate us. To be holy, in a word, as God is holy. So all of us have to allow our Lord, to clean, this house, which is the temples of our bodies and hearts, our souls. This is this applies to every one of us in the church, and it will be the solution to all the problems in the church. Each and every one of us needs to be holy. The crisis in the church today, is as it was in times previous, is a crisis of holiness, or shall we say a lack of holiness in the church among the members of the church, beginning with, the clergy, priests and bishops. That's really where these scandals come in, scandals in the church doing so much damage to the church and her credentials, as it were, and her mission of preaching the gospel of salvation, of saving all souls. These scandals do so much damage, to the mission of the church. The solution is, again, to allow our Lord to clean, the temples, the houses, that we are, temples of God. Again, especially with, the priests, bishops, and religious as well, who profess to live a life of holiness, to seek holiness in a special way. Just recently, I was recommended to read an article, by a confrere, a fellow friar, and I've been meaning to do that in the National Catholic Register, written by Father Roger Landry, on the crisis in the church, the scandals in the church, and a solution to that, a very simple solution to it. And he takes his cue from a book that's been out, for the past couple of years. It's called In Sinu Jesu, and it's a very beautiful book. It's about, basically the writings of an anonymous Benedictine, monk and priest who receives reportedly, has received reportedly private revelations from our Lord, and he wrote down the communications from our Lord. And our Lord instructs him over and over again of the need for priests in a particular way, you know, to be like St. John, the evangelist, the apostle, the beloved disciple, you know, and to, like the beloved disciple at the Last Supper, to lean his head on the breaths, the heart of Jesus, and to, you know, to do so in a way, you know, by way of devotion, you know, to our Lord's most sacred heart in the most holy sacrament of the altar and the Eucharist. And so the answer, you know, to all the problems in the church indicated by our Lord, you know, is this devotion to himself in the most holy Eucharist, you know, and a priest especially have to be adorers of the Blessed Sacrament in a special way, you know, and should be, obviously, you know, the first to be our Lord's special adorers, you know, being the ones who offer the holy sacrifice of the Mass and handle such holy things with their own hands, you know, should be, you know, prime examples of Eucharistic adorers. And they're lacking in the church today, you know, among priests especially. But that's what needs to take place. And there'll be this wonderful effect in the church, you know, if the priests give that example, you know, of being holy, intensely Eucharistic. So I'd certainly recommend reading this book. You know, in fact, a lay person, you know, gave this copy to the friars to read, and it's a wonderful gift you could make to your pastor or priest, you know. You know, that you know, it's that call from our Lord, you know, to be again like Saint John, the beloved disciple. And so, if we see this happening, there will be certainly a wonderful renewal and reform in the church today. You know, the production of many holy priests and holy laity, holy religious, and so to win back, you know, all the souls out there who are wanting and demand, have a right to, you know, holiness from the members of God's church. And so we ask Our Lady, Mother of the Most Holy Eucharist, you know, to give us this great love, you know, for her Son at the Most Blessed Sacrament, at Holy Mass, in the Tabernacle, in the Monstrance, in Holy Communion, and help us to be really Eucharistic souls. Praise be Jesus and Mary.